You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We're going to talk to Ian McNulty. He is the food and dining culture writer for the Times-Picayune, now New Orleans Advocate, and we bring him in now. Ian, always good to talk to you, my friend.
Don, great to be back with you. Happy holidays to everyone out there. This is the time of year we look forward to. I do, anyway, all year long. The low points of summer, whatever you're dealing with, you think, someday it's going to be Christmas in New Orleans, and here it is. And in that spirit, I've been making lists and checking them twice and going back over a year of great dining, of great meals, great dishes, and great new restaurants that have joined the scene, and rolling that together into a lot of year-end coverage on NOLA.com. And I thought it would be good to kind of kick off with a few of them right here. I want to leave some time for folks to write in, to call in with questions and any inquiries they have around dining around the holidays. But right off the top here, let's talk about the five best new restaurants that opened in the New Orleans area in 2025, because there were a lot of new additions. You know, we hear a lot about restaurants closing, and that's sad, but the way this business works is always people who want to step up with something new with their vision and, roll the dice that they can create something successful and unique in the dining scene, and very often they're right. And this year, it was really hard for me to get it down to just five. I mean, I started off with a list of about probably a dozen or more contenders of like really good restaurants that have opened around the whole metro area. But when I really had to put my pen to paper and get it down to a comprehensible number, I came up with five.
Are these going to be in the order of preference, or are they just the top five in generality, or are they specifically 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, I put them together. If you look at the story on NOLA.com, I put them together in a sort of a narrative way. But we'll just work a little radio magic here. I'm going to put my number one chip on a new restaurant uptown called The Kingsway. If you're familiar with a place called Saffron Nola, it's an upscale Indian restaurant on Magazine Street, uptown near Napoleon Avenue, a whole strip of restaurants there. Saffron Nola's been around for a while. With the same family, came up with a new restaurant led by the son, the chef Ashwin. It's directly across the street And everyone thought, well, you had an upscale Indian restaurant. Surely you're going to make more of a casual Indian restaurant. This is an Indian family. The parents grew up in India, immigrated to America, made their home in New Orleans and Gretna, became part of the New Orleans community, introduced a lot of people to their Indian food. But they said, nope, we're going to do something completely different. They came up with an Asian fusion tasting menu restaurant. Excuse me, strike the fusion part. An Asian tasting menu restaurant that brings in dishes from their entire journey of this family coming from India and over to the U.S. And you think, okay, well, surely this is all about Indian food then. No, and India has a strong influence of its neighbors from China, from Southeast Asia. And the father of the family learned a lot of that when he was coming up in the business, cooking in these big deal hotels in India that really emphasized and prized these Asian flavors. And this was the food that the family grew up with. And the son turned it all, that whole story, into a tasting menu in this really lovely upscale setting. So if you've got a taste for something a little different, a little adventurous, but wrapped in this very elegant package, the Kingsway is what you want to check out. It's a four-course tasting menu. You get choices across it. But it's really unique. It's special. Nobody else could do it except this family because it really comes from their experience. And I'll throw out one dish. I know a lot of people out there will remember Kim Sun. It was a Vietnamese-Chinese restaurant in Gretna for a long time. Sadly, it closed. But that restaurant was part of this family story. It was the place they loved to go to near their house in the West Bank. And so one of the dishes from the Kim Sun era is on this upscale tasting menu, and I love to see it. It's the salt-baked shrimp that I think a lot of people who knew Kim Sun will remember. I want to go through these quickly because I know we got a lot to cover in a little time. So the next one is in Metairie. It's called Dr. Jones. And Don, we just went from an upscale, elegant dining room uptown at the Kingsway to Dr. Jones, which is a shoebox of a space. It looks like a diner. It's on Vets, just past Dorniak's. People with a long memory will recall it was once Giovanni's Po' Boys with those great crawfish sausage po' boys there. Well, as Dr. Jones, it looks casual as can be. It looks like a little lunch joint. But behind the open kitchen, behind the little diner counter there, there's two chefs who are the real deal, who worked in big deal restaurants. They came out of Donald Link's group, Koshan, Herb Saint. They ran those restaurants for a while. They're doing their own thing together, kind of joining forces. And this food is not bound by any category except building flavor. And it's just, it's no muss, no fuss, no pretense, just straight up bite for bite, delicious dishes. Couple examples. Last time I was there, it's a small menu, right? If you go with four people, you can eat the entire menu. And it changes constantly. And it's not out of this world innovative or far out. It's just the way that they pack flavors into it. I mean, a great example of that is the standout for my last meal was grilled chicken. I almost never say this, Don. Grilled chicken is like the safety pick on a menu. But it was, the sear on it was perfect. It was juicy. It had this aioli. It was served with these earthy, fruity, sweet red peppers. Just perfect. It's a place where you can just trust that if you like interesting, intricate flavors, this place is going to deliver. It's not inexpensive, even though it's very casual. It's mid-range. But it's also BYOB, so that helps keep the bill down, too. So you can stop at Dorniak's or Martin's or whatever, get a bottle of wine. I love going in there and seeing people do it up properly. And even at a lunch, people are bringing in bottles of wine and having a nice little luncheon. So that's Dr. Jones in Metairie on Vets. Just one of my top five picks of new restaurants of the year. And then over to the Bywater, Aviva. This is a place that Tommy and I talked about recently. It's in the Marigny. It's an Italian restaurant. People who remember the Franklin restaurant, it was the Franklin for 10 years. Changed Franklin closed, changed over, new folks came in. Again, Donald Link alums, people who used to work at Herb Saint together, took over this place for Aviva. It's Italian, but not Creole Italian, not really American Italian. It tastes like Italian. It's very seasonal, very fresh. Menu is always changing. It's a beautiful setting. And Don, here's what I love. If you just want an introductory offer, if you're like, yeah, Ian, I trust you, but it's kind of an expensive restaurant, I don't know. Try it out at happy hour. It goes from 5 to 7 And it's not just the bar, it's all over the restaurant. And they have dishes that are always changing based on like what the chefs are exploring, like different ingredients to bring in, which is fascinating. And they have a killer martini for $7 at happy hour. So, and they also have a really good deal on Sundays. They do like sort of a family dinner. It's like a set price. I don't know the details on the top of my tongue, but it looks like a great deal of like, they fill the table up with dishes, discounts on big bottles of wine, kind of like Sunday at Nona's house kind of deal. And then let's go over to the West Bank, to St. Clair. This is in Algiers, but not on the point, a couple miles off the point, down past the Navy base, where you think, okay, well, this is going to be some neighborhood joints around here. Maybe Chubby's Fried Chicken is good around here. Well, tucked away over by the levee, St. Clair took over this old home and turned it into this wonderful upscale restaurant that it really feels like you've gone on some kind of country retreat. Like the difference you feel of where you started your day, whether that was at your house or your office, to where you feel when you're sat in this dining room or on the screened-in porch surrounded by oak trees is much more than the 10, 15, 20-minute drive, whatever it took you to get there. It's sort of like when you go to Moscas, you know? It's like that, wow, we went on an adventure to go to this restaurant. St. Clair has a similar sense, but it's this really serene, pretty, mellow, restorative setting that they built around a menu that is definitely French, rustic French with Louisiana in there. So there's a gumbo. It's very seasonal. They're getting their crab meat from Higgins down in Lafitte. Shout out to Higgins Seafood. And the same chef has Mosquito Supper Club up in uptown New Orleans. And then very one good. More.
Yeah. Well, let's save the last one for after the break, okay. Ian. So far, you've given us a great variety, Asian tasting, what I would call conventional at Dr. Jones, and then the Italian at Aviva, and a little French cuisine at St. Clair. I can't wait to hear what number five is. We're talking with Ian McNulty. He is a food writer, covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate, and we'll be back. And I got a question, too. You need to answer this one when we come back, Ian. Someone wants to know, please, please, what restaurants offer Revion after midnight mass at the cathedral? That's a popular request this time of year. We're back right after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And we're chatting with Ian McNulty, covering food and dining culture for the Times Picayune New Orleans Advocate and a regular contributor to the Tommy Tucker Show on Friday mornings at this time. Ian is picking off the five best new restaurants as we shut down on 2025 and look forward to 2026. So far, we have Kingsway, Dr. Jones, Aviva, and St. Clair. And number five is, Ian.
The prelude here, right? Little drum roll. What I put together here, Dodd, is that each one of these restaurants, I didn't do this on purpose, but each one of them actually is an expansion of restaurateurs or restaurant families that have made other concepts and kind of grown from there. So that's kind of an interesting through line. Number five comes from people who have a new restaurant group. It's growing. They started off with one. Now they have three. They started with Plates, which is a small plates restaurant down in the Warehouse District. Then they opened an oyster bar called Maria's. And then right next door to that, they opened what I'm picking as the number five top new restaurant of the year, Le Moyne Bistro. It is a French, what it's named for, of course, Le Moyne, the founder of New Orleans. So with that, I thought maybe it's going to be French Creole, but it's not. It's French, and that's why I like it, because we have a lot of French Creole. We have a lot of French restaurants with a New Orleans twist, that sort of thing. When I dined here, I felt like I was in France. It was nice, transporting, excellent food, great atmosphere. It's the former Tommy's Cuisine that people have known that forever. It was around for over 20 years on Chapultepec Street, right over by Emeralds. Closed down, and these guys, kind of a young crew, came in and took it over and made it Le Moyne. And it's an ambitious, upscale, really nice restaurant. And I was really just impressed time and again whenever I visited. And again, it's one of those things where if you're like, I want to nibble around the edges, I'm not going to commit to an upscale meal, just park yourself at the bar, have one of their dapper little cocktails, and get a plate of the pâté or the steak tartare. You're going to be blown away. So that rounded out the top five with a lot of diversity and just a lot of different types of restaurants that people are bringing to the fray here in New Orleans. And cheers to them. It's always great to see people kind of refreshing the ranks of restaurants and looking back over a year of great dining. I'm telling you, these five really rose to the top.
Kind of sorry to see Tommy's go away. Really enjoyed it. But as they say, when one goes away, a new one comes in. Let's get back to the person about the Revillon, because that is very pertinent to this time of the year. And you might want to explain what Revillon is before you give out some recommendations for it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, Revillon is the season for it. You know, back in the olden days, right, back in French Creole Louisiana, it was this tradition where after the midnight mass, you know, families would go home and they would break the fast with a feast that was laid out. You know, picture a groaning sideboard filled with old Creole dishes. That pretty well fell away out of habit as more American modes of Christmas took over, cue Santa Claus. But it was brought back in concept anyway, reimagined as something that happens in restaurants. And so throughout the month of December and this year, creeping into January a bit because of the way the weekends fall, New Year's falling on, what is it, Thursday, kind of turns the whole weekend after that to a holiday weekend, so it goes a little longer. Restaurants around town, 50 of them plus, serve these special menus. They're all set set price menus, so pay one price and it's multi-courses. And if that sounds like culinary, which we do in the summer, sort of, but culinary is usually pitched as kind of a bargain for your dining dollar. This is more of a decadence. It's a little more extravagant. Some of them are good deals. Some of them are really like swinging for the fences, like incredibly decadent meals. And they're lovely and they're usually very tuned to the season. And you often see dishes that are sort of these old fashioned or nostalgic dishes come back into play. Others are quite seasonal. Some of them are quite contemporary. If you go to neworleans.com, not NOLA.com, but in this case, neworleans.com, they have a list of all of them kind of by neighborhood. But I believe the question, if I was hearing that right, was, looking for a Revillon, a restaurant serving a Revillon menu for Christmas Eve. And if it's after midnight mass, if I was hearing that correctly, I'm sorry, you are out of luck. I know of no restaurant serving a Revillon that late. If you're in the French Quarter and you want to leave midnight mass and tuck into something, I think you're down to the Clover Grill and Verdi Mart, which, hey, I mean, that's the setup for for a fun movie seat, right? Christmas Eve at the Clover Grill. But if you're going to the earlier service, which I think, you know, I check with the church to consult all times, but I believe there's an earlier service on Christmas Eve at Jackson Square. I mean, right on Jackson Square, you're surrounded by great Revions. Dickie Brennan's Tableau restaurant is right there holding down one corner. It's behind all that construction fencing, but I promise you, it's still there. It's done up beautifully for the holidays. It's a grand restaurant attached to the old Le Petit Theater. And on the other side of the square, you got Muriel's. Those are kind of classics. And these are places that are actually open on Christmas Eve. That's verified. Whether they have openings or not, I do not know, but inquire. But yeah, the French Quarter is filled with Revions. The Pelican Club always does a great one. That's on Exchange Alley, that picturesque little alley there in the quarter. The Rib Room is always reliable. You know, big hotels that are always open no matter the holidays. Two Jocks makes a tradition of being open for the holidays down the quarter. And remember, they're in their new location now on the kind of the upper Pontable side of the quarter. So you do have options, but if you're looking for after midnight,
you're out of luck.
Pack a dinner.
Yeah,
pack
you know,
a dinner.
Ian. Every time I think about dining out on Christmas, it brings back memories of that movie Christmas Story, where the dog ate the turkey and they ended up going to the Chinese restaurant. And they brought the duck out and all that. Are you really limited to where you can go if you want to eat on Christmas Day and eat out, or maybe give us a quick suggestion?
Yeah, sure. It's one of those. Don't get caught like on Christmas Day saying, "Hey, let's go find a restaurant." It's you know, you need to make some plans, and we're a week away yesterday from Christmas. So, but it is. I mean, it's a day off for most people, but it's the hospitality business, and some places are open. Some places make a tradition of being open for the holidays. You know, the Chinese restaurant thing is very real. That's become, you know, a thing where those restaurants are just open and serving. And you know, a great resource for people who, A, don't celebrate Christmas, or B, want to celebrate Christmas over some Peking duck, which I can get down on that for sure. But look for restaurants and hotels that, you know, the hotels are open. The restaurants are typically open serving hotel guests. And it's not what you're picturing from the past. If you say, oh, hotel restaurant, ho-hum. Some of those old-fashioned hotel restaurants could be quite good. But there's a newer generation of restaurants that are in hotels that are chef-run, chef-led, kind of independent of the hotel but operate within them. Great example of that is Jack Rose, which is in the Pontchartrain Hotel, which if you have not been to that since they redid it, oh, I guess a decade ago, it's just gorgeous. You've got the Bayou Bar, where the Saints deal was signed back in the old days to create the team, beautifully redone. You've got a rooftop bar called Hot Tin. And then the main act is Jack Rose, a beautiful restaurant in what used to be the Caribbean Room, where they still do serve Mile High Pie. And that's a restaurant that would be open on Christmas. For reservations, I'm not sure. But also it does a Revion, too, so it checks all the boxes. Another example of that, Dominica. It's in the Roosevelt Hotel, which is like Winter Wonderland Central. In fact, right. I was just there last night. We had a late dinner at the bar, and it was lovely. They do a Revion that's all seafood, and we missed out on the full Revion because they were so busy. They actually sold out of a couple of the ingredients, but we did manage to sample one or two of the dishes from that Revion. It was terrific. It was a great preview of it. Really nice wine list, great pizzas. And it's attached to the lobby of the Roosevelt Hotel, which is in itself just a holiday destination.
Well, Ian, as always, so much food to talk about, so little time. You did a great job. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. And look forward to 2026 and more of Ian McNulty's Food Talk right here on Tommy Tucker Show.
Cheers to everybody out there. Thanks for having me, Don.
All right. There he goes, Ian McNulty. All right, folks, we've got a break coming up right here on the Big 870 WWL.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.